Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with Stephanie Marsaw, the Director of Marketing for Story Medical. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Zach. How are you?
I am doing well. I appreciate you stopping by and letting us know what's going on in the world of Story Medical. I know it is kind of an exciting year as you got some buildings going up out there, and we might touch base on that a little bit, but you've got an event coming up later this month that we want to tell our listeners about. So tell me what's going on September 24th.
Yeah, so on Tuesday, September 24th, we are actually going to be hosting a community health fair at the Medical Center there in Nevada, 640 South 19th Street. The event's free. There's no registration required or anything like that. And really what we're trying to do, Zach, is just get people out to the Medical Center. We have a beautiful building if people have never been in it, and we think this will be a really great way for people to just kind of come out, meet some of our providers, see some of the services that we offer. It's a family-friendly event, so we'll have activities specifically for the kiddos, we'll have some door prizes, and we just are really looking forward to hosting some people from our community who want to come and check it out.
All right, so I imagine this is probably like maybe a college fair or something. Is each different department going to have like a booth to come and talk to, or did you get like community groups to come out as well?
Yep. So it's primarily Story Medical Services. The Nevada Police Department will also be on hand. I think they are actually going to come out and maybe do like some car seat checks for those who have little ones that are still in car seats, just to make sure those are installed properly in the cars. But then we'll also have our ambulance out, so people are welcome to kind of take a look through that. We'll have a table with some of our providers. You can do a tour of our gym, and then we'll have some information on acupuncture, 21st century rehab, which is housed here in the medical center. We'll be doing balance screenings. We've got one of our podiatrists, Dr. Kelly Check, who will be doing foot screenings and making sure, you know, your shoes are the right fit for your feet. We're going to have some fun stuff for the kids with kind of making some healthy back-to-school snacks and just some different things for them, too. We'll have a kid-specific door prize drawing, and then we'll have some other stuff for the adults, too.
So there's prizes I can win. Is this like
there
raffle?
Are. Yep, there sure are. So, and you don't have to be present to win those. So the event runs from 5 to 7. So, I mean, if you're there at the beginning, you know, we certainly don't expect you to stick around for the whole 2 hours. We'll have some refreshments and stuff on hand, too. And so we just are really hoping, you know, that the people within the communities that we serve come on out and just kind of see what Story Medical, you know, is all about. One of our big things is, you know, we want to partner with and care for the people in our communities. You know, and we want them to be active participants in their health, in whatever their healthcare journey looks like. And we certainly know that sometimes that's hard because there are so many choices when it comes to healthcare. You know, and quite honestly, we're all busy. So sometimes we're too busy to even research what those choices are. So, you know, our hope is that they realize, especially, you know, if they're a Nevada resident or a Colo resident, that we're right there. And pretty much anything that you need to be able to do, we're able to do it for you here at Story Medical.
You talk about giving back to the community and working with the community, and I think there's a great example with the Collins Maxwell community and the food program you guys did this summer. How did that go?
Oh my gosh, it went so good, Zach. We served the last meal. It was right before school started, so it was on August 23rd, and consistently throughout the summer, we saw our numbers go up. So when it was all said and done, we served somewhere between 5,000 and 6,000 meals. We could not have asked for a better turnout, and it was just, it was so cool to see in our community, you know, these families that came and took part in it. You know, we kind of build a rapport with those families, and, you know, they so appreciated it. And while it took a lot of legwork on our end, you know, a lot of setting it up, a lot of packaging food, delivering food. I mean, there was no way that we weren't going to do it. And, you know, now looking back on it, we're so glad that we did. And if, I mean, I think that if it's something that we see that there's a gap that needs to be filled next year, I don't think we would hesitate to step in again.
Yeah, very cool that you guys stepped up to help the Collins-Maxwell area, bring in some lunches and food down to them throughout the summer. Just really kind of aligns with this then community health fair that's happening this fall. Is this the first time you guys have done this as well, or is this something you've done previously?
It is the first time that we've done something like this. We had considered in late 2021 doing something similar, but then just kind of coming out of COVID, we didn't want a ton of people in the medical center that didn't need to be here, so it just kind of got tabled. And so now, you know, we've decided to move forward with it, you know, just trying to be a little bit more present in the community. And I think inviting people in when they maybe don't need to be here. You know, sometimes when you have to go to the doctor or you have to go to the hospital, it's not necessarily under great circumstances. And so I think just to get people here and kind of see, you know, everything, all of the services that we do offer, and, you know, just how easily our building is navigated, even things as simple as that. You know, we really want the community to realize that, you know, they do have, you know, kind of a gem here. And we say hidden gem here, but we don't really want it to be hidden. So it's a little, you know, we're pretty proud of it. And we want our community to be proud of it as well.
Yeah, I think I was talking to somebody from Story Medical once, and they said it's the only hospital in Story County that has a helipad. Is that correct?
It is, yes. And our hope, it is dependent upon a couple different factors, but our hope is that one of the helicopters will be able to be here the night of the community health fair. That is dependent because they come from Des Moines. So, I mean, it's dependent on weather and then obviously dependent on whether or not it's needed to transport a patient somewhere else. So that will be a kind of last minute deal. So I can't guarantee that it will be there, but I can tell you that is the hope, because yes, we are the only hospital in Story County that has a helipad.
Yeah, that just kind of adds to, you know, the gem that you guys have of all the services that you provide to your communities that you serve. Joined today with Stephanie Marsaw, the Director of Marketing for Story Medical, just talking about that community health fair coming up on September 24th. If people wanted to learn more, I'm sure you've got this posted maybe on your website or social media.
So if people are interested, we actually created an event out on Facebook, and all you need to do is search Story Medical Community Health Fair. Or we also have a page on our website dedicated to it that we're updating as we add more things. And the website for that is storymedical.org/healthfair.
All right. And I know, you know, we're creeping up to it, but we just kind of want to put this date out on the calendar for people. We've got the senior care center that's been being built for Story Medical. Tell me a little bit about this, and I imagine an open house is coming up.
Yes. So we're super excited about this, as, I mean, I think most people in the community kind of have a pulse on this. You know, but that was a project we launched in spring of 2023, so it's almost kind of hard to believe that the actual open date is upon us. But the senior care will be opening for residents in the middle of November. And so on Monday, November 4th, and there will be more to come on this, but on Monday, November 4th, we will be hosting a ribbon cutting followed by an open house. And there will be, people will be able to tour senior care. We'll have refreshments and whatnot. And then the plan is there, I think, before Thanksgiving to get the current residents that are at the current senior care settled into the new building. We're super excited. I mean, for both those residents and for the staff, just to even have them closer. For maybe people who don't know, the current senior care is close to downtown in Nevada, and the new one is being built literally just outside the south doors of the hospital. And so it'll be really nice to kind of have us all on one campus.
Yeah, you guys are just one block south there of Highway 30, right there in Nevada. So it'll be nice to have everything there kind of right close together. Stephanie, is there anything else right now that we need to share coming up about the community health fair or the senior care center opening up?
I don't think so. I mean, obviously, we would just encourage, you know, people within the community to attend one or both events. We love listening to and partnering with the people who live in the communities that, you know, we take care of. And so we just want people to know that, you know, we're always here. And obviously, you know, if they ever need to make a healthcare decision, you know, we want them to know that we're here and we're happy to help them choose what's best for them.
All right. Well, I appreciate you stopping by and letting us know what's going on. A lot of cool things have been happening with Story Medical and the communities that you serve. So thank you for all that you do in our communities.
Yeah, thank you, Zach.